Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Carla, that words that Patty spoke, I believe that was for you. The rest. The rest. Because you are rest. Physically, you need the rest. Mentally, spiritually. Rest. Rest. Okay? Rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. You are an on-time God. Not on our time, but your time. And we just thank you for it, Father God. We expect you to show up. We're not telling you how, because we just know you're going to do it, Father God. And we just thank you for that. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over tonight's service, Lord, over your people here physically in the church and your people that's watching by social media, Father God, or whatever platform they're going to be watching on, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family that is represented, that no hurt, harm, or danger should come up on our family members, Father God. I thank you that our loved ones are being saved. They're being delivered from whatever they need to be delivered from, drugs, alcohol, abusive relationships, whatever it is, Father God, you know the situation, and they are being delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you. And right now, Father God, I bind every scheme, every attack, and every assignment the enemy has sent to come against tonight's service and against your people, Father God. And we lose your peace, we lose your power, we lose your provision over your people right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, the title of my message is Dislocated Part. Dislocated Part. And my, gotta take the glasses off to read. My base scripture is 1 Corinthians 12 and 18. And I'm gonna read that in a few different versions. The NIV version. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. New Living Translation. But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. We can't move our arm and put it where our leg is. We can't put our toes where our fingers are. That will look mighty silly. We can't put, as much as we probably want to, we can't put an eye in the back of our head. We probably want to, but we can't. God put them where he wants them, and it's perfect where he puts them. Amplified version. But now, as things really are, God has placed and arranged the parts in the body, each one of them, just as he willed and saw fit, with the best balance of function. What if it was a leg and an arm? I mean, okay. Y'all get the picture. The Passion Translation. But God has carefully designed each member and placed it in the body to function as he desires. As it is, this is the Message version. As it is, we see that God has carefully placed each part of the body right where he wanted it. Yes. Some of this refers to the physical body as well, but also the church body. He's placed each one of us where he wants us. Do we slide out of place sometime? Yeah. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But God has a fixed destination for us, but we disconnect ourselves and we get off course. We are not in alignment. When a shoulder or a knee is dislocated, that's painful. That's painful because it's out of place. It's not where it's supposed to be. It's dislocated. So when we are out of place, that's painful. You may not realize it, but you're hurting the church body and you're hurting yourself. You're hurting your family. It's painful. A dislocated part is painful. whether it's a knee, leg, or us not being where we are supposed to be. And we, when as children of God, when we allow ourselves to be dislocated from the body of Christ, like I said, we may experience pain even in the process of coming back. Because when they have to pop that shoulder back in place, even some of these athletes that I see on you know, when they're on TV and they literally have their shoulders pop back in place right there on live TV, and the pain on their faces as it's being popped back in place, and they scream, some of them, I'll just be passed out, honestly. Just give me anesthesia to pop it back in place. But in all seriousness, though, it's painful being put back in place. So if we are moved, if we allow ourselves to be moved out of our place in the body of Christ, where God has called us to be, it may not be as easy as it would have been if we had just been just surrendered to God. It may not be easy to get back in where God wanted us to be initially. We're going to go through some stuff, whether it's financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We're going to go through some stuff. Because when they try to put a shoulder back in place, a finger back in place, that's painful to put it back where it needs to be. To put it back where it needs to be. And if we are not where God has placed us or destined us to be, whether it's a job, church, a city, state, spouse, whatever it may be, if we are dislocated, it will be painful. We will not have the power, the protection, the peace, and the provision of God. We won't. We will not, because we will not be no longer under His umbrella. We're stepping outside of His umbrella, and now we're getting soaking wet. But as long as we're under His umbrella, yes, the rain is coming, the stuff is falling, but it's falling on the side of us, and we're dry. Just like the children of Israel who walked on dry land when the Red Sea was parted. But if when we get disconnected, we're putting ourselves out in the rain. We're moving from up under the umbrella. And we all have different roles in the body of Christ. We all have different roles in there. Even in our careers, even as parents, you have different roles. You know, as a parent, you know, Jesse and I, one of us, you know, I mentioned your name, Jesse. One of us, that's one time, well, two times, one. One is the easygoing parent, you know, where the kids may come to, and the other one is the one that gives all the spankings or what have you, you know. I gave most of the spankings. Every now and then, Jesse would. He would lock the door when I wanted to whoop Jessica. I couldn't go into her. He would lock the door. But we have our roles in different areas of our lives. We have our roles. And here in the church is no different. We have roles that God has called us to be in. Personally, me personally, I was on a praise team for a few years. That season was over. I worked with the finance, helping with the counting tithes and offerings for a season. Then I was still for a season. Then pastors had the bright idea for me to start teaching. But everybody has a role, and one role is not better than the other role. You know, we sometimes think we know more than God about ourselves. That's funny. That's real funny. He made us. He made us. He's the manufacturer. He made us. He knows how we tick. Some of us go tick, tick, tick. Some of us go tick, 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 tick. He knows how we work. He knows that. So when we leave the church, when we leave the job, when we leave our family, we become dislocated from the body that we were made to be part of, that we were made to be part of. So don't get dislocated. You're going to have some pain getting back in place. Now, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 12, verses 14 through 27 in the Passion Translation. And I'm reading all of that because it's good. But just listen to the words. And the Passion Translation just gives you a different perspective. You know, it's not all the arts and the vowels in there or what have you. Nothing's wrong with that. But I needed a deeper revelation of what this scripture was saying. And the Passion Translation spoke to me with that, okay? I'm not discounting any other translation, but this spoke to me as I was studying. So hang with me. Just as the human body is one, though it has many parts that together form one body, so too is Christ. For by one Spirit we all were immersed and mingled into one single body. And no matter our status, Jews, whether we are Jews or non-Jews, oppressed or free, whether we are all privileged to drink deeply of the same Holy Spirit. It don't matter. If you come in here all dolled up, or if you come in here with dirty clothes on, God is looking at your heart, and you're part of the body, so you can drink from the same Holy Spirit. It does not matter. In fact, the human body is not one single part, but rather many parts mingled into one. So if the foot were to say, since I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body, it's forgetting it's still a vital part of the body. And if the ear were to say, since I'm not an eye, I'm not really part of the body. Don't know why I did it like that, y'all. It's forgetting that it is still an important part of the body. Think of it this way. If the whole body was just an eyeball, how could it hear sounds? If the whole body were just an ear, how could it smell fragrances? But God has carefully designed each member and placed it in the body to function as he desires. A diversity is required. For if the body consisted of one single part, there wouldn't be a body at all. We can't have a church body full of pastors. We can't have a church body full of praise and worship leaders. You can't. That's not a body. Each one of us have a role to play. Whether you're vacuuming the floor, doing whatever, cleaning the toilets, you have a vital role in the church body. If you're a janitor at a school, at a business, you have a vital role. Because if you didn't clean, somebody gonna notice. Every role is important. One thing I tell my staff, and I met with some new hires a few weeks ago. They started the beginning of December, and I met with each new hire. Class is roughly about 50-something, 60-something odd people, and here in Georgia, Indiana, New York, and California. And one thing I told them, because they're frontline associates, they're going to be on the phones, okay? And so I told the managers I wanted to meet with them. I want them to know me and know that I'm a real person and that I'm more than just a title. Because a title doesn't define who you are. It's just a title that can be taken away. A title does not define who I am. Because I am Wanda Ann Brown Phillips, but a title doesn't define me. My God defines me. Okay, that's another whole subject. But one thing I told them is that you are not just. Because I don't want them to think, oh, just because I'm in the call center, I'm just this. You're vital because what you do is important. What you do is important. You are not just. So family, you are not just. You are not just. Miss Carol, seeing your face when I come in here, whether it's a Wednesday or a Sunday, it brightens my day. Your smile, I've always told you I love your beautiful hair. But you're a vital part to this body. You're a vital part. Seeing you, the smile coming in, you're a vital part. So you are not just a member. You are a member. Okay? You are a vital part. Exactly. Pump. That's right. Pump it up. Pump it up, Miss Carol. I'm just saying, you are not just. You are not just. Glory to God. Now, where was I? Okay. So now we see that there are many differing parts and functions, but one body. It could be wrong for the eye to say to the hand, I don't need you. And equally, if the head said to the foot, I don't need you. In fact, the weaker our parts, the more vital and essential they are. The body parts we think are less honorable, we treat them with greater respect. And the body parts that need to be covered in public, we treat them with propriety and clothe them. But some of our body parts don't require as much attention. Instead, God has mingled the body parts together, giving greater honor to the lesser members who lacked it. Think about that, y'all. He has done this intentionally so that every member will look after the others with mutual concern, so that there would be no division in the body. In that way, whatever happens to one member happens to all. If one suffers, everyone suffers. If one is honored, everyone rejoices. You are the body of the anointed one, and each of you is unique and a vital part of it. So when somebody buy a house, get a new car, get a dog, rejoice. If they're happy, we need to be happy. Don't hate. Don't hate. Rejoice. And if somebody is hurt and mourning, we need to be there for them, to lift them up, to be their armor bearer. That's what we need to do. We need to be armor bearers and not talking about them. Say something to them. Oh, I'm praying for you. Are you really? Or are you just saying something? That's one thing that Jesse and I, second time or third time, that's one thing that Jesse and I have said. When we tell someone that we're praying for them, we try to do it then. Not that we intentionally forget, but life happens and we may just forget. But we do it then. He's called me from work and say, hey, somebody just said da 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 da. We need to pray for him. I said, okay, well, let's pray. But we need to do it then. We have to cover each other. Right. We are one body. We have to cover each other and look out for each other and rejoice with each other. We are truly one body with so many parts. Therefore, we should never be in competition with each other, being one body, as the scripture was saying, because we serve different purposes. We serve different purposes. We have different talents and gifts. I can't play that flute like Debbie do. Y'all would run me up out of here. Okay? And somebody said, oh, it's a sweet sound to God. No, it's not. God is saying, please take that from her. No. Debbie plays it well. That's her thing. That's her thing. Put me in the cockpit of a plane. We're going to crash. Debbie can do it. That's her thing. I can't do that. That's not my talent. That's not it at all. But I baked those cookies the other night, right, Pastor Sharon? I sent the picture. And I sent the video with Jesse saying they were good. He said he was forced, y'all, but he wasn't. But anyway, but we all have different talents and we all have different gifts, and we should not hate on each other for the talents and gifts that we have. And don't think that your one talent is minute and just go bury it like old boy did in Bible. He thought it was just nothing and he buried it. Use your talent. Use your God-given talents and gifts. Use them. The church body needs it. Whether it's decorating, Use it. We are not less than any other part of the body. We should not look down on each other based on where God has placed us in the body. The body of Christ is diverse with many gifts, with different gifts, with different functions, contributing to the same purpose. A symphony. When they're warming up, they sound crazy. But when that conductor steps up there and each instrument does what they're supposed to do, it is a beautiful sound. They are not doing their own thing. But when the conductor steps up, they are all following the same sheet of music, which is the Bible. Uh-huh. Christians, people of God, yeah. With one conductor, which is God.
Amen.
So when we all come together with our talents and our gifts for this symphony in the house of God, we all come with that one sheet of music, which is the Bible, uh-huh. With our conductor, which is God. Romans 12:3, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but think of yourself with sober judgment according to the measure of faith God has given you. You know, some people get the big head with different things. You know, if they're on the praise and worship, if they're teaching or whatever the case may be, some people may get the big head. Pop it. God will pop it. God will pop it. Don't think more highly. That's what happened to Satan. That's what happened to Lucifer. He got the big head up in heaven. Because when he walked, it was beautiful. Because he was music. He was music. When he walked, it was beautiful. And the angels rejoiced. And he wanted that glory. Instead of the glory reflecting off of him to God, he wanted that glory. He wanted that. And what happened to him? He got kicked out. And he can't go back. He got kicked out and he can't go back. Romans 12:6. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If one's gift is prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. By your will they will exist and came to be. It's all about him. It's all about him, where he has placed us. And I found this illustration, which is just amazing and had me in awe when I read it. It says, there are several diseases, such as muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, and cerebral palsy, that attack the central nervous system and affects the body's ability to communicate to itself. The brain knows what it wants to do, but can't make the body respond. The mouth knows what it wants to say, but can't make the tongue cooperate. Every step is a struggle because the body has lost its coordination. As a result, the body loses its capacity to function the way it's supposed to. Body of Christ, let's not lose our capacity to function the way we are supposed to function, knowing what part of the body that we are supposed to be in, where God has placed us. We know we just run, or we feel like we need to do something else. The foundation of Christianity revolves around the significance of Christ's sacrifice and resurrection. If not for this, we would just be a bunch of people with talents and gifts with no real purpose. It's the cornerstone that unites believers, and it shapes our faith, giving our actions purpose and unity within the church. The transformative power of Christ's resurrection is the central, that's the cornerstone, the central to the Christian faith, empowering believers to live out our calling as one body with diverse gifts, but one shared purpose. And it's about God and what he wants. Self-reflection is crucial. We got to check ourselves to make sure. Self-reflection is crucial in understanding our place within the larger community of believers. We do not want to be a dislocated part of the body of Christ. We need to ensure our actions, our attitudes, and our connections align with the principles of unity and support within the body of Christ. And that is so essential, y'all. Recognizing our interdependence, and that's one issue we may have, being interdependent upon each other with our different gifts and talent. It fosters a stronger, more cohesive journey toward our ultimate destination. And that's heaven, y'all. And as we journey together, supporting and uplifting one another, we, Christians, the body of Christ, we reflect the unity and purpose of the body of Christ on our path toward our heavenly home. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hope y'all got something out of it.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.